about this message this morning. I'm excited about what God is doing in our hearts and in our lives today. I want you to know that this is a season of time that we are going through that many of us may consider a difficult situation, but in reality, I see this as a blessing in disguise, and I want to tell you why. What is the number one thing that we say that we don't have enough of? Time. We say, I don't have enough time. I cannot have enough time. I don't have enough time to spend with my wife. I don't have enough time to spend with my husband. I don't have enough time to spend with my children. I don't have enough time to spend with God. I'm here to tell you that God has just opened up a big door for all of us to spend time together. He's allowing us to stop, to put a holy pause on our life and say, I am going to get in the Word. Now all of a sudden I have time to pray. Now all of a sudden I have time to spend with my wife or my husband. I have time now to spend with my children. And now we can be the husbands, the wives, the ones who are getting in the Word of God, the parents who are sharing and speaking into our children's lives. I know it's a challenge for a lot of you. I was noticing some of the Facebook posts and comments that were going out. I saw one that said, so homeschooling is going well. It said, I've officially fired one of my teachers for drinking on the job or something like that. I don't know. I thought that was hilarious. I said, great. And there was another one that said, if I'm talking to myself, do not interrupt. This is a parent-teacher conversation. So, you know, I thought those were great. But, you know, we're going to get through this. God is with us. If God is for us, who can be against us? Amen? This morning, we're going to continue our series on the antidote. And I want to be speaking to us this morning about authenticity. Authenticity. So authenticity is knowing who you are living and living like it. Let me say that again. Authenticity is knowing who you are and living like it. It's believing that you are a child of God and acting like it. The word authentic means true to the original. In Romans chapter 8, verse 29, it says, for those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. Jesus was the firstborn. He was the one who was the original. If we are to be authentic, true to the original, we should be like Jesus. What did Jesus constantly proclaim to his followers? What was the thing that he constantly said to them? O ye of little, what? Faith. O ye little faith. Why did you doubt? Why did you doubt? In Mark chapter 4, verse 35 through 41, this is a story of Jesus and his disciples. It says, that day when evening came, he said to his disciples, let us go over to the other side. Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, teacher, don't you care if we drown? He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, quiet, peace, be still. Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? They were terrified and asked each other, who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him. For many of us, our struggle is that we doubt. Our life doesn't demonstrate authenticity because we believe more in what we can see than what is invisible. John chapter 20, verse 28 through 29 says, this was Thomas. Thomas said to him, my Lord and my God. I'm going to back up just for a second. Jesus had died. He had He had been crucified on the cross brutally. He was buried in the tomb. And for 3 days he was in that tomb. And he rose again with all power. And then he appeared to Mary and to some of the disciples. But Thomas had somehow managed to not be around when Jesus showed up and had revealed himself to these disciples. And so Thomas said, "Look, I don't believe any of y'all. I don't believe a word you're saying. I saw the nails go in his hands. I saw them crucify him. I saw him breathe his last. I saw them put him in the tomb. This is, y'all just are full of it." Okay, can I say that? Y'all are full of it. He said, "I'm not going to believe until I put my fingers in the nail prints on his hand and place my hand in that stab wound on the side of his body that I saw that spear puncture as the blood and the water poured out." Jesus showed up. Isn't it like Jesus to show up right in the middle of our doubt, in the middle of our fear, in the middle of our worry, in the middle of our situation? And Jesus said, "Thomas." Now, this is a beautiful thing. We always criticize Thomas, right, for doubting. We criticize him. We say, "You're crazy, Thomas. Why did you doubt?" But what did Jesus do? Did Jesus leave him there to doubt? No, he showed up in the midst of that moment of uncertainty, of fear, of worry, of doubt, and he said, "All right, Thomas, this is what you needed. Come on, put your fingers there. Put your hand here. This is what you said you needed, right?" God is always about increasing our faith. God is always about strengthening us, encouraging us, helping us to take the next step. So let's read this verse again. So this had just happened, and then Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." You and I struggle. We go through life because we see the turmoil and the strife around us. We see all of the fear and the worry. We see all of that. We hear all of the things that are being spoken about how dreadful things are and how difficult they are. How many times have we been at the end of a crisis, at the end of a road, at the moment of the end when everything is just going to shut down and everything is going to be completely destroyed? How many times have we seen that? And here we hear that people are saying these things and there's panic and there's worry and there's fear. I'm here to tell you that if we can learn to believe in Jesus, if we can learn to trust the master of the storm, if we can learn to put our hope in the one who we cannot see, but we know is more real than the very things that we see around us, because he has the final word. How many of you believe that? How many of you know that he has the final word? If we can learn to trust, we will find faith in the midst of the storm. 1 John chapter 1, verse 1 through 4 says, "We proclaim to you the one who existed from the beginning, whom we have heard and seen. We saw him with our own eyes and touched him with our own hands. He is the word of life. The one who is life itself was revealed to us, and we have seen him. And now we testify and proclaim to you that he is the one who is eternal life. He was with the Father, and then he was revealed to us. We proclaim to you what we ourselves have actually seen and heard, so that you may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing these things so that you may fully share our joy. Now, I just want to pause for a second and tell you, if you have your Bible app on your phone, your YouVision app, you can open it up and you can go to events. And we have an event there and we have all of the scriptures in there already. And you can follow and read the scriptures there with us. Be sure to save that if you would like to reference it before. So here is John saying, "Hey, we have put our hands on him. We have placed our faith in him because we are speaking to you what we have seen, what we have heard, what we have felt, what we have touched, what we know to be the truth. We know this to be the truth." We're talking about authenticity. Vince, what is the way you work in the financial world, right? What is the way that the financial institutions train their employees to recognize counterfeit money? It's by handling the real money, right? The authentic money, over and over again. They hold it, they examine it, they feel it, they study it. They become so familiar with the original that a counterfeit is easily recognized. You and I need to become so in tune and so familiar with the original. Who is the original? What was the scripture that we opened with? Jesus is the original, right? Authenticity, true to the original. We need to become so familiar with the original, with the truth, that we understand our life can then be lived with authenticity because it exemplifies who he is. Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 through 16. What things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed, I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead, that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind. And if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us be of the same mind. What did the Apostle Paul say or place as the ultimate goal? What was it that he said in this passage right now that we just read that was the ultimate goal? To know Christ. To know Christ. He said that I may know him. That I may know him. Everything that I have gained, I count as loss for the sake of knowing Jesus. And then he takes it to another level. He says, I want to know Jesus like he knows me. Man, I want to know Jesus the way that he knows me. How well does Jesus know you? He knows everything about you. The Bible says that he knows every hair on your head. The Bible says that Jesus said it this way. He says, there's not a sparrow that falls to the ground that I don't know about. He said, look at the lilies of the field. He said, if God clothes the lilies of the field in such beauty, how much more does he care for you? How much more does he care for you? God is all about you. Everything that he has done, all of creation, everything that you see has been created, and you have been placed right in the midst of it because he loves you. He is intimately involved in your life. He formed you while you were in your mother's womb. He placed within you all of the things that you need, all of your personality traits, all of the different character traits that you have. He knows everything about you. He's crazy about you, and he's taking care of you. That's how deeply he knows you. And the Apostle Paul said, I want to know Jesus the way that he knows me. That's what I count as the ultimate goal. That's what I view as the highest calling. That's what I say is the one thing that I strive for. I count everything else in my life as loss so that I may know him. Why? Because the only way to live a life that is authentic, the only way to live with authenticity is to know as I am known. To be able to walk in the power and the authority of the Spirit of God, knowing in whom I have believed. So many of the struggles that we find in our life, so many of the things that we see ourselves going through, so many of the doubts that we have, that we go through day after day after day, so many of the character flaws that we find ourselves in, how many of those come from a place of fear, a place of worry, a place of doubt, a place of not knowing, not believing, not trusting that Jesus has you? In the midst of this crisis that we are going through right now, in the midst of this moment of pandemic where you see people so fearful that they are going and they're buying all the toilet paper off of the shelves because they don't know what else to do. They're running and they're standing in line from 6 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, just so they can get into the store to get bottled water. I mean, it's crazy out there, the panic, the complete chaos. But God says, we don't have to live that way. We do not have to be afraid. Why? Because we belong to Jesus. Do you think that God is going to fail you? Do you think that he has ever failed you? God loves you. God cares about you. He is taking care of you. Get that down in your spirit. Paul said, my ultimate goal in life, the ultimate prize for which I place as having the greatest value, that which I have sacrificed and given everything for, is to know Jesus the same way that he knows me. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 through 19 says, when I think of all of this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father and creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, I want you to say that, from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through the Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete. Say, I will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. God is good. God is love. Jesus is love. When you get a revelation of the fullness of his love, you will be made complete, filled with life and power. Knowing Jesus equals peace, strength, authority, power, confidence, rest, spiritual maturity. Knowing Jesus equals authenticity. There is a difference in knowing of Jesus and truly knowing him. Knowing Jesus means to be one with him. This was the prayer that Jesus prayed. John chapter 17, verse 21. He said, I pray that they will all be one, just as you and I are one. As you are in me, Father, and I am in you. And may they be in us, so that the world will believe you sent me. Jesus is the antidote. He is the carrier, but the carrier or the binding agent, the carrier or binding agent that delivers the antidote into a person and allows it to be absorbed or applied to one's being is faith. Faith. Believe and you will be saved. Faith is what brings the antidote to a person. But listen to this. So faith is the delivery system of the antidote. But Jesus said that authenticity was the source of faith. Authenticity was the source of faith. Let's look at this again. It says, and they will be in us. May they be in us that the world will believe. May they be in us so that the world will believe. Are you getting it? Are you understanding that it is my life lived out authentically because I know in whom I have believed and I am living in faith, trusting him? It is that example that causes other people to begin to have faith in their life and to believe and therefore receive the antidote, to receive Jesus into their life. Faith is the delivery system for the antidote. Faith gets Jesus into people's lives, but faith is activated by authenticity. The prayer Jesus prayed was, make them one with me. Make them know me. Make them authentic so that the world will believe. If the world isn't believing in Jesus, it's because the church isn't living with authenticity. If there is a lack of faith in Jesus in the lives of the people that really know you, it's because you are not living in a way that is true to the original. Your life is not demonstrating authenticity. When people look at you, do they see Jesus? They may hear the right words coming out of your mouth. They may see that you go to church. They may see you carry your Bible. They may hear you blast your Christian music. You might have a bumper sticker on your car and a cross around your neck. You might have Christian on your social media profile. But until they see Jesus in you, they will not believe a word that you say. The power of your words are lost if your life does not demonstrate what you say. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 through 27 says, not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter. On judgment day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, we prophesied in your name and cast out demons in your name and performed many miracles in your name. But I will reply, I never knew you. I never knew you. Get away from me, you who break God's laws. Then he says, anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on solid rock. Though the rain comes in and the torrents and the floodwaters rise and the winds beat against that house, it will not collapse because it is built on bedrock. But anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey it is foolish, like a person who builds a house on sand. When the rains and the floods come and the winds beat against that house, it will collapse with a mighty crash. I want to ask you, what is happening to your house right now. With this flood that's coming, with this torment that is beating against you, what is the status of your faith? Is it being blown away, washed away? Is it falling down? Is it coming crashing down? Learn to trust. Learn to trust the Master. Jesus says that knowing Him equals living like Him. Our life emulating Christ to the world around us is authenticity. The person that your husband, your wife, your children, your mom, or your dad sees at home is the person you really are. I'm preaching to myself right now. Is your life a source of faith for others? Or is it a stumbling block? I believe that every one of us should be willing to raise their hand and admit there is at least one part of my life that doesn't reflect Jesus. How many of you are ready for some good news? All right. Being authentic does not mean being perfect. Being authentic means being honest. It's about living in a way that is genuine and truthful. The truth is that without Jesus, we all fall short. Authenticity requires a healthy perspective of ourselves. Paul said, I haven't arrived, but I'm working at it. I know that without Him, I can do nothing. I count everything that I am as nothing and recognize that the only thing of value in my life is knowing Jesus in the fullness of His power and the fellowship of His suffering. That was Paul. He was saying that. The Apostle Paul, the one that gave us almost half of the New Testament. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27 says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. What the world needs to see is Jesus in me. What my family needs to see is Jesus in me. What my friends, my coworkers, my children, my siblings, my parents, my spouse needs to see is Jesus in me. Jesus in me gives others hope. It is Jesus within me that increases faith. The world will believe when they see Jesus in us. The world needs Jesus. How many of you agree? The world needs Jesus. He is the antidote to all of the pain and suffering and fear and hatred. He is the place of refuge where our soul can find peace and our spirit can be renewed. He can heal the brokenhearted, free the captives, and restore sight to the blind. He is the hope of the nations and the God of love who has redeemed us. Jesus is the antidote that the world desperately needs. But in order for the world to receive Jesus, the antidote, they must believe in Him. And in order for them to believe in Him, they must see Him in us. We must be authentic, true to the original. But authenticity requires humility. Romans chapter 12, verse 3. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Luke chapter 18, verse 10 through 14. Jesus tells this story. It says, two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. The tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his chest, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted. Authenticity isn't proud. The only way to make sure that Jesus shines through you is to admit when you aren't acting like him and ask for prayer and forgiveness of those you have offended. There are a lot of people that walk around professing Christianity, people who have been around church all their life, people that I know, that I love. I'm not speaking, I want you to understand that everything that I say is with love. And they have spent their entire life in church. And some of the saddest conversations that I have is when they sit across the table from me and they say, would you pray for my child? They're far away. Would you pray for my sister, my brother? The flip side of that is whenever I sit and I talk to people that are estranged from church, that grew up in the church, and they have walked away. And I have conversations with them. And they make statements. And please hear what I'm saying. I'm saying this because I love you. But they'll tell me, I don't want anything to do with the church. I don't want anything to do with my family because they're all hypocrites. They say one thing and they do something else. They act one way at church and they're completely different at home. The horror stories that I could count to you of people that have told me of things that they saw at home. Family, I love you. I love you. If we're going to get this right, we've got to stop being proud. We've got to be authentic. We've got to humble ourselves before God and ask for forgiveness. We've got to humble ourselves to the people that we have hurt and offended and sat there and pretended like we were Christians when we knew good and well that our attitude and our actions and our words were not lining up with Jesus, but we were too proud and too stubborn to bend our knee and to open our mouth and say, son, daughter, husband, wife, mom, dad, what I did right then, what I said right then was not Jesus. And I'm sorry. Please forgive me. That's authenticity. Because then we are pointing out what parts of us are not like Jesus, and we're making Jesus shine. We're making Jesus shine bright. How many of you know that we need to make Jesus shine bright? He said, if I am lifted up, I will draw all men to me. Every single person needs to see Jesus shining bright in our lives. But that means that we have to lay down our pride. We have to lay down our religion and our religiosity, and we have to embrace relationship with Jesus. James chapter 5, verse 16 says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another, that you may be healed. Matthew 5, 23, 24 says, therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to them. Then come and offer your gift. In conclusion, I want to tell you that authenticity in you produces faith in others, which releases Jesus to the world. Authentic Christianity is a lifestyle that emulates Christ. The way we get Jesus to the world is to live in such a way that he shines through. That doesn't mean that we're perfect. The way that you let him shine through you, believe what he says about you. That's number one. Believe what he says about you. Do you have faith to believe that Jesus has called you his child? That Jesus has said that you are redeemed? That Jesus says that he has made a way? That Jesus has said that he is the antidote? That he is the one that can cure your disease? That he can heal your broken heart? He can cleanse you? He can put you back together? He can restore you? And he calls you his child and he says, I will provide all of your need. Can you believe what he says about you? And then can you align your words and thoughts and actions with his truth? Can you do that? Can you trust? And can you allow what you say, what you think, and what you do to align with faith in him, that he is all that you need? And number three, be quick to admit when your life does not reflect him. Be quick to admit when your life does not reflect him. Be honest. And then lastly, repent and press into Jesus. Repent and press into Jesus. Authenticity, true to the original, is knowing Jesus. Knowing Jesus. This is authenticity. No pride, no religion, just real, honest relationship. If you are within the sound of my voice, if you are watching this online and you recognize that you are still struggling to believe about yourself, the things that God says about you, I want to pray with you. I want to pray for you today that God will increase your faith and open your eyes to begin to see yourself the way that he sees you. You are his child and he loves you. Your life matters. You have purpose. You are a king's kid. Maybe you're struggling to believe that God is sovereign. Maybe you struggle to believe that he has your best interest in mind. Jesus said, look around you at all of creation. If God clothed the fields with such beautiful flowers and put together the entire universe with such exquisite detail, just as a place for you to live, how much more do you think that he will care for you and your every need? He has you. He has you. We must choose to trust him. If you're struggling to trust today, I want to pray for you. And lastly, if you are listening to me this morning and you realize that all of your life you've been hiding behind a facade, trying to be something that you are not, trying to keep it all together, trying to save face by criticizing others or putting them down. Have you been putting on a show so the world doesn't see how broken you really are? I'm here today to tell you that you can let go. Religion is us trying to get to God. Relationship is that God came to our rescue. He's here today to offer you a future and a hope. He can heal your brokenness. He can take away all your fear. He wants to give you peace and to fill you with his love. He wants to restore your joy. He is the antidote to your life. All you need is to believe. Believe with all that you are and surrender to him. He will give you his peace if you will give him control today. just like the story of the man in the Bible that came to Jesus asking for a miracle. Jesus said, if you have faith, if you believe, all things are possible. And he fell down at his feet and said, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Today I want to pray for you to have faith to believe. If you'd like to give your life to Jesus today, I want you to repeat this prayer with me. Dear Jesus, I recognize that I need you. I place my trust in you. I choose to believe that you are Jesus, my Savior. I ask that you would take my life and make me yours. I surrender to you. From this moment on, I choose to believe that I'm your child and that you will care for me. I confess that you are my Savior, and I believe that you died for my sins and that you rose again that I may be your child. I choose you because you chose me. I place my life in your hands. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you to know that if you prayed that prayer, you got born again today. If you're listening online, if you are there and you are watching this at some point later, I want you to be sure and send us a message to let us know that you made a decision to follow Jesus today. We want to come alongside you. We want to encourage you. We want to give you strength and encouragement and let you know how happy and how excited we are. We want to celebrate with you that you made that choice. Now, for everyone here today that is struggling to believe that Jesus says that you are his, everyone who is struggling to believe what Jesus says about you, I want to pray for you. Would you just lift your hands right where you are to receive this prayer? Lord, I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice and those who are listening to this broadcast. Touch them now. Increase their faith. Help them to believe what you say about them. Help them to believe that they are your child and you are their father. Help us to live a life of authenticity. May the world see you when they see us. May we walk in relationship with you. Make us one in you. May the cry of our heart be that I may know Christ in the fullness of his power. May I know you even as I am known by you. We commit to continue to press on as we seek to live with authenticity, not with pride, not religion. May we live like you so that the world will see you and believe. May we be world changers by the way we live. Because this world needs you. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. I want to thank you so much for joining with us. I want to encourage you and let you know that God is with you. And if he is for you, who can be against you? There is no one. There is no one. Thank you so much for joining us today. Be sure to connect with us. Follow us on social media. Let us know that you listened. Let us know that you were here. Send us an email. Drop by and say hi. We've got the pastor line going on 2 to 4, Monday through Friday. Make sure that you are here in the house. If you need prayer, make sure that you get here 8 to 9 every morning. We are going to be praying for you. We have a drive-through prayer, 11 to 1. Every day we are offering to allow you to come to this house and to get into the presence of God. We will be serving communion 12 and 1. At 12 and 1, for anyone who is here who would like to receive communion, we will serve communion to you and pray with you and believe God that he is going to bring the antidote into your life and that he's going to increase your faith and make you the one who helps others to believe in him. In Jesus' name, we love you. We want you to know that we are here for you. Be sure to connect with us. Be blessed. Have a wonderful week. We will see you back here next Sunday. God bless you. Thank you.